In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. In Boston, we had snow, and we need to know that if we need to go out, we go out, but stay home if you don't need to go out, because it's slippery and you don't want to be hurt. I want to tell you of God's love today, that God so loved the world, you and I, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son will not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, yes. Eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. How we need to know, experience the love of God. How we need to experience that God chose me to preach the word of God, and God chose you to do something for him. And you know what? I get very upset when people say, I don't have any gifts. That's a lie. You just need to look at your life and see what is your gift, and God wants you to use it for the kingdom of God. How we need the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need the King of Glory. Let me tell you this. As long as God is still on the throne, and he is, and he hears and answers prayer, and he does, and just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right. I was talking to someone who listened to one of our YouTube experiences, and the whole experience was, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out, because to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good, all things. And she said, I believe it. I believe it. All things work together for the good. All things, not only some things, but all things. I'm looking at Mark 9, verse 30. They went from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it. Well, they follow him anyway. They're desperate for Jesus. Oh, that we would admit how desperate we are for Jesus Christ. How desperate we are. For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man, Jesus, is to be betrayed into human hands, the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after 3 days, after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Oh, they were afraid to ask him that he's going to die. We remember Peter saying, no, Lord, you're not going to die. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. You are doing man's will and not God's will. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son in crucifixion, that whoever believes in the Son who died for us and died for our sins would have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. But not only die, that he would rise from the dead. The disciples did not want to know what this all meant, because it would cause a close to what Jesus was doing in spreading the kingdom of God. Verse 33, then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house of Peter, he asked them, what were you arguing about on the way? Listen to this. But they were silent, for on the way they had been arguing with one another, who was the greatest? He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and put him in the midst of them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me, that's the Father. You know that God has plans for your life? Do you know that God wants to give you the anointing of the Spirit so that you would do what God wants you to do in these troubled times? We live in troubled times, yes. Times where the United States is divided, Republican against Democrat and Democrat against Republican. We are living in a divided country. We are also living in a divided church. Some people believe this, other people don't believe this. I tell you, that's even Catholic, that there's a division in the Catholic Church. Never mind between Catholic and people that are not Catholic. Of course there's division there. But we need to know that the greatest among us are those who are last, not those who are first. Jesus said that he came to call sinners, and he came to serve and not be served. Verse 38, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." That's crazy. Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one can do a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose his reward." Oh, I love giving people water that belong to Jesus. I love doing that. I've learned that when I was in the seminary, passing out water or soup, I would always be the one to do it, because Jesus promised that whoever does these things are acting like him and will receive a reward, and the reward is Jesus himself. I do not want a reward of megabucks. I want a reward of Jesus, that when I go in his presence, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Because you lived by faith, because you believed God was still on the throne, because you lived by faith and your faith was intact in the Lord Jesus Christ." That's all I want to hear from God when I go into his presence. "Well done, good and faithful servant." Makes no difference what gifts he gives me. It makes a big difference that he gives me himself. Verse 42. "If any one of you puts a stumbling block before one of these little ones, the children, who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire." Salt is good, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Do you know we're the salt of the earth? I love salt. People say you shouldn't use it. I put salt on popcorn, it makes it taste more popcorn. I put salt on steak when I have steak, it makes it taste more like steak. Oh yes, you don't have to use much salt, just a little salt. We are the salt of the earth. We who believe in Jesus Christ are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. The light of the world, we who believe in Jesus Christ and what he's done for us on the cross, we are the light of the world. Do you know that today, that you are a light? Some people say, but my light's not very bright. I tell you, no matter how dull the light is, it vanishes the darkness. Oh, yes. Some people have 100-watt bulb, so to speak. Other people just 5. But you know what? Light vanishes darkness. You are the light of the world. Jesus called you light. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus called you salt. Chapter 10. He left that place and went to the region of Judea. Guess what's happening when he goes to Judea? And it was beyond the Jordan, and crowds again gathered around him. Wherever Jesus goes, the desperate gather around him. And as was his custom, he again taught them. Why does he teach them? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh yes, he began to teach them. We saw yesterday the crowds were with him for 3 days, and they had no food to eat, and he multiplied bread and fish. Oh yes, the crowds need to be taught. We need to teach the people about Jesus. We need to teach the people about the blood. We need to teach the people about eternal life. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they said, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore," whenever there's a therefore, you have to see what it's there for. "What God has joined together, man and woman, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked Jesus again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." I tell you, people don't even know that anymore. I tell you, if you're divorced, that's okay, but don't remarry. Don't remarry. Don't live with somebody if you're divorced. It's all about living for God. It's all about living for Jesus. God hates divorce. You know what divorce does? It hurts children especially. The children start thinking that they were the cause of the divorce. I tell you, we need to have solid Christian weddings and solid Christian people that are married, that have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. 10:13 of Mark. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them." Do you know a child in the times of Jesus had no worth? But Jesus gives them worth. He wants to bless them. He wants to hold them. He wants to give them life. For it is such of these children that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. Oh, yes. You know, I want the faith of a little child. I want the faith of a little child that God said, whoever does not enter the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. In the days of Jesus, they did not have any worth, but Jesus says they have much worth. You have to be like them in accepting the kingdom of God. As he was setting out for a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall love and you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear witness, false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all of these since my youth." Listen to this, verse 21. Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Oh, yes, the love of God was in the eyes of Jesus. Loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you have and own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. I don't know if he ever came back, but he saw the glance of love in the eyes of Jesus. Have you ever seen the glance of love in the eyes of Jesus? He looks at you and doesn't pity you, but loves you. He looks at you and loves you the way you are, but he will not keep you the way you are. He will allow you to become more and more like him. Oh, yes, do you know that today? Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." I tell you, rich people can enter the kingdom of heaven if they've given their life to Jesus. If they've given their life to Jesus, and they're generous. I tell you, God sees us and gives us the generous heart. It is better to give than to receive. I know that in my own life. I find it easier to give than to receive. But you know what? When God says receive, I better receive. I better receive. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's easier to be generous than it is to be receive generosity. Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times now in this age houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children, and fields with persecution." He doesn't say fathers, because there's only one Father. That's the Heavenly Father. "With persecutions, I tell you, 900,000 people have died for Christ in the last 10 years. Do we even think about them? Do we even pray for them? Do we even call God to touch these people, that they would go to their death in faith? Our brothers and sisters who are poor have given their life to Jesus." People are saying, you know, before the Lord comes, there's going to be a great persecution. There is a great persecution. It has not touched the United States yet, but it will. It will. And the whole issue will be, what are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last. The Jewish people will be last. And the last will be first, the Gentiles. Verse 32. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. The only way to get up to Jerusalem is go up Mount Zion. and Jesus was walking ahead of them, just like the shepherd. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was going to happen to him. He foretells his death and resurrection, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, they will spit upon him, they will flog him, and they will kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again." Dear Lord, the disciples don't want to hear this. They just want to see the works of Jesus. The disciples don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear it. They can't understand it. And yet Jesus tells them 3 times that the Son of Man will go to his death and be raised from the dead on the 3rd day. Verse 35, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left hand in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" That's death. They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I will drink, you will drink, and the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been reserved, prepared." When the 10 read this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great, you must be the servant of all, just like Jesus. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all, just like Jesus. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Do you know that Jesus gave his life for your ransom? Do you know that you are Barabbas and I am Barabbas? He died in our place. I tell you, the wages of sin is death, and Jesus took on the death on the cross of every single person. He absorbed the sin of the world on the cross. Do you know that today? Verse 46. They came to Jericho. I love this because he's in Jericho and out of Jericho. And as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. He did not have his own name. Peter is Simon Bar-Jona. Peter, son of John. Bartimaeus is just called by his father's name. He's blind and he has no name of himself. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to shut up, but he cried out even loudly, more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Do you need his mercy? Well, just tell him, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you died for me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me... The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus up the way, up to Calvary. I tell you, I believe Bartimaeus was there when the Lord Jesus Christ died. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Lord Jesus, I ask you on this day to bless the people who are hearing the word of God, that they are light and salt to the earth. Let them know how much you love them and how much you accept them just as they are. Let them know that you went to the cross for them and rose from the dead. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.